This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Oh, yeah, Tony.
Happy birthday to you.
I feel this in my soul.
You're going to hit this next one, ain't you?
Happy birthday, dear.
Be scared.
Happy birthday to you.
Football in H-Town is on the rise.
I love D'Amico Ryan's, man. I tell you what.
H-Town, I'm back.
Our guy B. Scott has all the latest from the gridiron.
I don't see no bitches nowhere around here.
It's time for your weekly Texans report.
We ain't laying down for nobody.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ah, yes. Happy birthday. My man is in that mid-30 run right now. Brandon Scott joins us. It is the Texans report. Might have a little Rockets in here. Little report here for B. Scott as he joins us every Wednesday. And it is this young man's birthday. Happy birthday, big dog.
Hey, man. Firmly planted in those mid to late 30s now. Cannot.
What is it? 30 what?
36.
36.
Yeah, 30, once you get out of 35,
I'm on the other side. I'm on the other side of 35 officially now. So, yeah, I'm climbing. I'm glad to be here on this side. So,
happy birthday,
it's pretty good, man. Feeling pretty good about it, man. No doubt.
Sure, man. There it is. Happy birthday to Brandon Scott. Send him some love.
Was that Tony singing?
That was Tony, man.
I think I remember that. That was a couple of years ago for your birthday, right?
It was somebody. Somebody's birthday. She let it rip.
Tony. Yeah, Tony holding it down.
Yeah, she does, man. Happy birthday to you, man. We're good. I hope you have a good time tonight. Hope you get everything you deserve to get.
We need to do combo birthday, man, for show and B. Scott.
Yeah, man.
I mean, we're on this weight loss kick, so we can hit the old salad joint down the street or something, man.
No strippers.
Oh, I thought we was getting wild with it or something.
Oh, no, yeah, no
y'all
shake?
Thinking salad instead of strippers?
Yeah.
I can go either way.
That's a better thing.
For you, Scott, you know Clint ain't going nowhere.
Hey, I'm good for a good time. I'm down for a good time, man. We'll go either way.
Don't you do that. Wow. Don't you hate in there.
Dang. Wow.
Don't kill the dream, T-Mill.
I do want to get towards, because we're about to make the turn towards the Texans until some of this free agency hits with the Rockets, and we can see some of that stuff there. And, of course, we will visit with you on that. But before we get to the Texans, I did want to hit you because we have not talked to you since a lot of these reports are going out with the Giannis stuff, and that's the one that you're hearing the most. We're looking at the Final Four right now, and superstars are coming in different looks now, right? Like, if you look at all of the lead guys, especially – you know, Edwards is the first, you know, number one overall pick. You can look at him and you can see he's got the athleticism and all that. SGA, I don't think when they made the trade with the Clippers that that's what OKC was going to get, the guy who just got announced the league MVP. Brunson doesn't generally fit the role as a one that we're accustomed to, and neither does Halliburton. But we're seeing the game is kind of changing, and there is maybe a thought that the Rockets look and say, well, maybe we got one of those. Maybe we don't need to get one of those. I don't know. I hope that is not the case. But what's your confidence level that we will see a significant change with the roster?
Yeah, so a couple of those examples that you mentioned are cautionary tales, right? Like if the Clippers knew that SGA was going to be SGA, they would not have traded him for Paul George, right? If the Sacramento Kings knew that Tyrese Halliburton would be the Tyrese Halliburton that we see right now, they wouldn't have traded him for Domantas Sabonis, right? So they're the cautionary tales, and you got Rockets fans that are looking at it like, hey.
Maybe if the Mavericks didn't know that Jalen Brunson was
there. That's another good one. If they had known, but of course, they also traded Luka. So maybe letting go of superstars might just be their thing. Watch out for Cooper Flagg. But to the point though,
time's limited.
It is a cautionary tale, and I think you've got Rockets fans who look at that and say, hey, I don't want Alperen Şengün or Jalen Green or Amen Thompson to be one of those guys, to be that Tyrese Halliburton or that SGA story where they go off to another place and now they're an MVP candidate or an actual MVP or perennial all-star in the case of Tyrese Halliburton, who's been incredible in these playoffs, by the way. So I think it is an interesting balance, but in terms of like confidence, what do I think? Like, it's clear that the Rockets, like, you just kind of pay attention. Last time we were in here, we talked about, or I mentioned them talking out of both sides, saying, hey, we like continuity, but not continuity for the sake of continuity. And it's got to be something extraordinary to disrupt the continuity, for lack of a better. I think that's, you know, paraphrasing, of course. Well, what's extraordinary? Extraordinary is out there. And Giannis would be that. Like, a guy that has averaged no less than 30 points a game over the last few seasons, and that's after his back-to-back MVP seasons, that to me would count as extraordinary. So it was not surprising to find out right as the season was ending that the Rockets, I think this happened on lottery night, that the Rockets at the same time are interested in Giannis. And Giannis, oh, by the way, is now interested in exploring his options. And so it seems like a natural fit or a perfect fit, I would say. It's just a matter of what you're willing to give up and who are the Rockets willing to, and also the Bucks, like the, you know, both sides of the coin, who are you willing to part with?
Hey, B. Scott, now that you've seen more of playoff basketball, NBA basketball,
right,
beyond the first round, the Rockets losing in the first round, how do you feel as a Rockets fan? How do you feel they stack up against what you've seen beyond the first round of the playoffs?
Yeah, so it's funny because they could have easily, I say easily, they didn't do it, but they obviously could have beaten the Golden State Warriors.
Absolutely.
I think they could have given Minnesota a competitive series. Now, after in hindsight, and watching what I've watched, I'd probably give Minnesota the edge there. And they've been one of the, you know, better teams, a hot team over the last couple of months or so, one of the hotter teams going into the playoffs. So you got to give them credit for that. But I think it's pretty obvious, the thing that we keep talking about, what are the Rockets lacking? They got all of the tools and all of the ingredients except that one key thing. And you look around, you look at the landscape, the SGAs, the Anthony Edwards, save for the night that he had last night, but you would rather have him than not. Tyrese Halliburton, Jalen Brunson, even these guys, the second guys on these teams, talking about, you know, Karl Anthony Towns, you know, you got another all-star, like bona fide all-star on your team. What Jalen Williams has been for Oklahoma City, right? And you just kind of go down the line, of course, Julius Randle has been incredible. Supposedly the second guy around, you made the point earlier, he might probably has been their most consistent guy.
Their most consistent.
Yeah, funny enough. And of course, you know, you got the Tyrese Halliburton with Siakam and Miles Turner. So you got to look around and say, hey, do we measure up to that? Do we have guys that we can rely on when the going gets tough at the end of the game?
Yeah. All right, let's switch things up. Brandon Scott in. On his birthday, send him a happy birthday shout out. I'm seeing some on the text line and YouTube and Twitch. B. Scott, this is not going to get a Marconi Award with this question here, but very simple.
Don't sell yourself short.
Did the Texans have a good offseason?
I would say a simple answer, no.
Really?
I would say no, and here's why. Because I think it's a fine offseason because they didn't necessarily get worse. Here, how about this? I picked them to go 10-7 when the schedule came out. When the schedule came out, right? What did they go last year?
10-7.
But they go the year before that, 10-7. And so, like, from the standpoint of consistency, I feel like they're about what they've been, you know, for the most part. But they didn't take that step. They didn't take that next step from, you think about it, from year one to year three under D'Amico Ryans and C.J. Stroud. It feels about the same. I'm curious what y'all think. Like, is it greedy to kind of be bored with 10-7 and winning the division and one playoff game? Like, that's pretty cool. That's successful. I don't think anybody could argue with that. But that's about what they feel like. That's what they've been doing. It feels like that's what they're probably going to do this year. I'm a little bit bored with it. I would have liked to have seen them do more or to at least feel a lot better about them going into the season. So from that standpoint, I would say no, even if I don't feel like they took a significant step back.
Yeah, I think it's more than fair. I think it's time for CJ. I think ultimately this is the tell all.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
TJ Stroud, tell all. I mean, because you look at what they've done, there is a significant amount of pressure on CJ Stroud to make this work.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't, it's not like it's going to be like, oh boy, that damn Nick Cayley, boy, he... I mean, hell, he ain't never done it. So it's not like Nick. I mean, we're talking about C.J. Stroud's been there 2 years, his third year. He's supposed to be on the same planet as the best guys in the league. And he's right now self-admittedly getting all the control and getting what he wants, which I think is tremendous, by the way. And I think he'll do fine with it. But the pressure's definitely on C.J. in a big way to make it work.
Well, if Nick Cayley is some really good offensive coordinator, then that changes the answer to the question, right? And yeah, the answer is yes.
Yeah.
Even if Nick Cayley is just average, if the new system or the change, if you will, unlocks something in CJ or reaches back into something that he had his rookie year and improves him, then the answer is yes, right? If the addition by subtraction on the offensive line, and despite the fact that they don't have stars on the offensive line, but they got a bunch of guys who have played a lot and they're playing on the string and the offensive line play is better, then, of course, the answer to the question definitely changes. But from where we sit right now, it's hard to really envision.
I like your kind of assessment of, was it good? No, because I feel like they're in the same spot of what they've been competing in the last 2 years. There wasn't, because it felt like they were taking a step coming, like this time last year with the moves they made, it felt like they were trying to take a leap and a step. But it doesn't feel that way.
The frustrating part is you look at the two big issues, obviously the O-line issues, and you go, okay, did you go out and did you for sure get better? No. You look at what really happened late in the season where just Nico Collins wasn't enough of a threat offensively to keep defenses from really making you struggle offensively. The loss of Steph Diggs, the loss of Tank Dell really hurt you offensively. Now what do you got? A bunch of rookies and Christian Kirk, right? Like it's hard to look at what went bad last year and go, boy, they addressed the hell out of it in terms of the offseason. Now I'll say it again, and we'll circle back to this at some point, Ron, but I just believe C.J. Stroud is having more communication, having control is going to absolutely change the game for this offense.
All right, happy birthday, B. Scott. He joins us every Wednesday, 4:40. Yeah, man.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.